Shaniqua Leonard grew up in foster care. She completed 1 year of community college studying human services before giving birth to 7 children. The Department of Children and Families, DCF, removed her youngest on the basis of neglect. Leonard's mother-in-law cared for the girl. Then DCF returned her to her mother in November of 2019. That December 28th, she called 911 to report her daughter non-responsive. The resulting investigation determined she had waited 2 days to make the call. Lyric died due to blunt force trauma to her head. She had multiple scratches and bruises and was malnourished. Leonard posted $2,500 bail, then violated her probation, threatening to kill her neighbors. Wednesday, family members in court wore purple shirts bearing the words, "In loving memory of Lyric Farrell." Her great aunt, a pediatric nurse, told the court the system had failed Lyric. She asked, "Is this the society we want to live in?" Her grandmother called the DCF workers imbeciles who failed Lyric, her son, and Shaniqua. Assistant District Attorney Jeremy Beth Cusman asked Judge Maynard Kirilarney to set a prison sentence of 8 to 10 years. Defense Attorney Michael Tumpaski proposed a sentence of 2 years and a day. Judge Kirilarney imposed a sentence of 3 to 4 years with 5 years of supervised probation that would include a parenting class. For Leonard, her defense attorney objected to the parenting class. Judge Kirilarney warned Leonard, who has violated probation many times, that any violation could result in a maximum prison term for involuntary manslaughter of 20 years. District Attorney Tim Cruz.
Hopefully her family has some peace, some justice, but that little girl is gone and she's gone forever.
Outside Superior Court in Plymouth, Charles Matheson, WATD News.